Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Chalo Daf Chavov, in the Hoiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. The Mishnah mentioned that a woman, the minute she puts the water into the dough, she right away does a Farshas Chalo. The Gemara understands at this point that it's not yet the time to do a Farshas Chalo. When is the right time to do a Farshas Chalo? Only once the process ended, not when you put the water into the dough, only once there was Gilgal, once you roll the dough, once everything is finished. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Shir of Shimon Lakish, to Rabbi Kivi, the Chorar Mishto goes in the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. Where do we find Rabbi Kiva? So we mentioned this before. The Tanina Tamon, we learned over there, which is later in the Masechta, Hanoitel Chalo Minakav, somewhat that's Chalo, from a amount of flour, which is not Chayav and Chalo. We saw earlier, how much is Chayav and Chalo? Only once you have 5/4 of a kav, which means a kav and a quarter. If someone takes challah from a kav, a smaller amount, Kiva says it is challah. Says the Gemara, the same way Rabbi Kiva learns, that when you don't have enough of a shear, the challah works. So when you're in the middle of the process, and you're not yet obligated in challah, You could do challah then. Rabbi Kiva Lishitosa holds, you could do challah for something which is not obligated in challah. Says the Gemara, how can you compare? Klum Omer Rabbi Kiva El Lishova, Shema Ketchilo. Rabbi Kiva did not say that the Ketchilo you should do challah from a kav. But the evidence, if someone did it, it works. But the Ketchilo not to do it. V'hocha Ketchilo non kayomim. Here in the Mishnah, we're talking about the Ketchilo. We're telling the woman, make a challah. Even when it's just, you just put water in it when the process began. You're right. Rabbi Kiva did never say to do l'chatchilo in the case of when you have less than a shir. But once we saw, based on Rabbi Kiva, that there is such a thing of doing chala before the end of the process, meaning before you have enough of a shir. So therefore here, in order to avoid it becoming tameh, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, you don't want to wait to the end of the process. Maybe it'll become tameh, so they allowed l'chatchilo. But they took Rabbi Kiva's idea that challah does work, even though it's not chayav and challah. Omer Rav Yochanan divrei hakoli. No, here even Rabbanan agree. K'van shenotenes samayim zoi reshis arisoisichim. Once she puts the water into the flour, it's beginning of the process, already challah works. As Reb Chaim points out over here, that it's compared to truma. Truma you really should do only at the end of the process. Only once everything is finished. But once the tevua, once the grain reaches a third of its growth, you already can do truma. And it's l'chatchila you can do truma. You can do truma right away, right when it reaches a certain growth, even though it's not finished. Also by challah, you could do the challah, even though you're not obligated yet to do it. Until the end of the process, you already can do it once the water is in the flour. Says the Gemara, Tani the Brisa says, Maiser tevel shnisar b'chulin. You have a Maiser, which they didn't take out Shumas Maiser from it. And it got mixed up with Chulin. So now you have in the mixture, you have a Maiser Rishon with Chulin. And you have Shumas Maiser as well. So Oyser calls you, it's Oyser, even a small amount, Midir Abana. If he has Maiser Rishon somewhere else, which still needs to take out Shumas Maiser, so you take a little bit more and you do it, can I get this one which got mixed up? Because we know you always can do from another place. You can do Truma and Maiser from another place. Vim lav. But if he doesn't have another Maiser Rishon, so what should you do? Ablazar bin Aruch Oimer, Yikrosh Shem Shumas Maiser Shaboy, Viyale Be'echodumel. You will call the Trumas Maiser wherever it is and let it mix up with 100 others. As Reb Chaim points out, the only reason regular carry doesn't have, you don't say that Trumas Maiser is batel, because what is Trumas Maiser out of a full carry? You have the grain. How much is Trumas Maiser? It's 1%, because the Maiser is 10%. Trumas Maiser is 10% of the 10%, it's 1% of the entire carry. So how much do you have against the 1% of Trumas Maiser? 99 is not mevatel Trumas Maiser. But if you have 100, you are mevatel. So if I have over here the Maiser that got mixed up in Chulin, and I have within it Trumas Maiser, And in this case, I have enough chulin and meiser to mevatel truas meiser. I have 100 connected truas meiser. That's what I'll do in this case if I have no other truas. I don't know where the truas meiser is. This is a solution. You call truas meiser wherever it is, you let it become batel. For what they taught the Kohanos, they taught the women that are married to Kohanim, they taught them something, which we'll see in a moment. That shows us that we don't pass like Avlozo ben Arach. Explains the Gemara in Avchavov Amun Beis. Ma lindu is a Kohanos. What did they teach a Kohanos? So the Kohanos, because they married to a Kohen, they knew how to deal with Tahara. So many women brought the Kohanos, their Iso, for the Kohanos to take out the Afrashas Chala, take care of the Iso, they knew what to do. So what did they teach them? They taught them, when you do Afrashas Chala, don't make the Chala right away be Chal, right away happen. Because if you do Chala right away, there's some part which you're not ready yet to do Afrashas Chala. You do Afrashas Chala at this moment, you only point there only what is right now ready to do Afrashas Chala. But I want to point there everything else. So make sure your Afrashas Chala will include everything else. What do they tell them to do? Says the Gemara, I raise the chal, this will be chal, on this dough. In the east, that will be mixed into this dough later. Flour that not yet was, no water was put in it yet, but it will be put later. And also pieces of flour that you put beneath it when you prepare the dough. Once everything is done, you can have in the flour, you can have in it the yeast, and you can have all of this in pieces that we mentioned before, and it all becomes one big piece, then the challah will happen. Because I want the challah to be challah and everything else. But now we have another sentence. Meaning, I'm going to be mafresh challah. The challah that I have in my hand, whatever I'm mafresh, I want it to be challah, but not everything that I have in my hand. Only what's tahor, not what's tameh. As Reb Chaim explains, many women brought dough to these kohanos. Some of them were tameh. So when they do a fresh, they take a little piece, and they say, this will be challah. They say, we want this to be challah, but only the pieces in my hand, which is tahor. Whatever is tameh should not become challah. We don't want challah to tameh. So the Tumim does not become Chala. Says the Gemara, why not? Why don't I allow them to make everything Chala, including the Tumim? If I have Chala Tumim, that's not good. Don't worry, it will be canceled by Echadumim. In other words, it will be canceled by 100. Once I make it into Chala, the Tumim part will right away be canceled. So you see, from here, I don't want to make something which right away will be canceled. So that's a question on Rav Lozo ben Arach, that says that if I have Trumas Maisa within this pile, I'll make a Trumas Maisa and allow it to be canceled. So here, I want to make it Chal and let it be canceled. You see, I don't do that. I don't make it right away to be canceled. Says the Gemara, Rav Yoino, Omash, Rav Shmuel, Kaput Kayo, Vechad Min Rabbonim. So there's two answers that we have. One is Rav Yoino, Rav Shmuel, Kaput Kayo, and one is one of the Rabbonim. Chad Omar, Kamashi Yesh, Bokideh Alois, One says, well, the first case talking about, I have 100 against the Trumas Meiser. So, of course, I do it. By Challah, we're talking about a case, I don't have 100 connected. If I would have 100 connected, I wouldn't make the Challah, even though there's Tumah over there. I wouldn't make it because we battle. Just, I don't have 100 to rebattle it. The Charnomar, the other one said, Mikavan, we're using Reb Chaim's gears over here. Mikavan, Shu Yochel Etaken, Kamoshesh Leparnosu, Mokamachir. So by Chala, I have a solution. Just don't make that piece of Chala into Chala. The piece which is Tomei, don't make it into Chala. So why should I make it into Chala, then let it be Batal Bechadomeo? Just don't make it into Chala to begin with. It's similar to in the previous case, when we talk about Chumas Maiseh, that we said, if you have Maiseh Rishit somewhere else, so just make the Chumas Maiseh for somewhere else. I don't have Maiseh Rishit somewhere else, so then I have no choice but to make Chumas Maiseh over here and let it be Batal. But if I have a choice, go do something else. Something where that's the case over here as well. By Chala, I do have a way out of it. So therefore, I don't go and do something on the Mevatel, the Chala, Be'echadumel. But Chuvas Maisa, I have no choice. So I make a Chuvas Maisa in this pile and let it Batel, Be'echadumel. So the Gemara concludes with two answers why Rabbi Elazar ben Arachai let you make the Trumas Marsa Mevatel Be'echad Umeo. By the Chalot Me'ah, I don't say that. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chalot Daf Chavov.